Good morning, Louisa, and welcome to Arts Canvas.
Good morning, Karina.
Now we're here talking about your wonderful fun book, Monty and Me, which is all about a fabulous dog detective. Can you tell us where you first got the idea of casting a dog as a lead protagonist in a crime novel?
Well, a number of years ago, I was visiting England and I was staying in this converted barn. It was a little kind of holiday house. And there was a golden retriever who used to chase squirrels and bark up a tree at this squirrel. And they seemed to be having some kind of argument to me. And then sometime later, we actually got our own golden retriever called Pickles, who turned out to be a very bright dog and could do all sorts of unusual things, such as undoing latches on doors, going fishing and, you know, various other things. And it sort of, I got the idea that it would be really interesting if a story sort of not dissimilar to something like an Inspector Rex on television was told about a dog and a young detective working together, but that the dog was the main narrator and that everything was seen from the dog's point of view, and therein lies the humour, fun of the story, because a dog sees the world very differently and often misinterprets what we say and why we do it. And so that's really how the idea of Monty and Me came about over a number of years.
One of the key things in this, though, is your dog, Pickles, who is a golden retriever, catches fish, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And, you know, I swear that he watches television. That's another one of the things that he does. He seems to watch television anyway, and particularly when David Attenborough comes on, he gets very excited and puts his paws up on the TV unit. And if he sees an animal that he likes, he tends to bark at it. Anyway, he was watching the Alaskan bears going fishing, and I swear to you that sometime later, we took him for a walk and he started trying his own fishing techniques, which is very similar, where he waits for the fish to get near and then he pounces. So he's become a bit of a celebrity because people know him as the fishing dog. And yeah, he does. He's not very successful, but he certainly perseveres and he loves to do it.
He's also become quite famous as a celebrity on YouTube, I believe.
Well, yes. Monty and Me has literally just come out in Australia. It's doing really well in the UK. It's climbing up the bestsellers list in the UK, which is great. But what we decided to do when we wanted to promote the book was that everything needed to be fun. It needed to reflect the uplifting tone of the story. It's very charming. It's fun. It's whimsical. And so we thought, well, it would be great fun to shoot some videos. And we shot these videos in and around Sydney on the premise that Monty, the dog detective, was in Sydney promoting his book. He was doing what we're calling paw signings, where he's actually using his little paw print, well, not so little, on the book as his signature. And he's also, one of the videos is him actually also doing a radio interview, which was hilarious to shoot because we went into this studio. He wore his headphones. He had a microphone. He looked every bit the actual part. And we had a voiceover from a radio presenter talking to him. And the only thing that we had to get Monty to do was to bark into the microphone. And the dog is normally very happy to do that. But the one time that we actually wanted him to bark, we couldn't get him to bark for ages. And in the end, it came down to a bit of roast chicken that was the only thing that could get him to actually bark into the microphone. So if you have a look at this particular one, the video, you'll see him. It looks like he's barking perfectly, but it took some time to actually get him to do it.
Well, there's obviously a great connection between you and your dog Pickles, and he's been a great inspiration for Monty the dog detective. But you probably done a lot of research also into the nature of dogs and how they actually perceive the world in order to successfully portray this character.
Yeah, look, a lot of it is based on observing dogs, particularly. I now have two dogs. I have one rescue dog as well, another golden retriever, and observing them and how they try and communicate with me, but also doing a lot of research into the incredible things that actually dogs can do. And, you know, I'm talking things not just the incredible police dogs, how they can follow scents, but also to order that they, you know, they can attack. and then be called off instantly. Guide dogs, you know, dogs that there are assistance dogs that can take money out of cash points, who can pick up the phone, find keys, but also dogs that actually detect cancer. And there are these amazing stories of dogs that haven't even been trained to do it, that when their owners aren't well, and have alerted the owner and saved their lives by doing so. So I did a lot of reading in terms of how dogs communicate, a lot of books on theories of how actually dogs do communicate with each other and how they relate to the rest of the world. And this was really important because Monty, the dog in the story who solves crimes, is the main narrator. So you're very intimately involved in Monty and his determination to solve the murder of his master, which is the first crime that he wants to solve. And the secondary narrator, who is the young detective, a young female detective, whose career is in terrible trouble. You know, she's not supported by her bosses on the force, and her life is spiraling out of control. Decides to adopt this dog. She feels sorry for Monty. She adopts him. She rescues him from the pound. And they will go on into future books to be this super crime-busting duo. But because Monty is the primary narrator, it was really important that how he reacts to things, how he follows clues. Whilst, of course, it's fantasy, I've created a fantasy dog that can do quite amazing things. I wanted it to be grounded in research and things that I've actually read about amazing dogs and what they do.
Well, I'm sure that you did plenty of research into the dogs, but I'm not going to ask you what you did to understand how rats and ladybirds think.
Yes, sorry, I shouldn't laugh quite so loudly, but rats and ladybirds, well, that was, I'd say that was me just imagining what a bolshy and gutsy little rat who's very loyal and motherly might behave with a dog. And the ladybird, I had great fun with her. She's very vampish and very sexy. But what I did discover about ladybirds is that they, and in this book I talk about this, they actually have smelly feet. Now, that might sound really crazy, but they have a scent gland in their legs, which is used to ward off predators. And so I created this rather crazy idea that, you know, she wears these, this little ladybird wears these black sexy boots, and that if she wants to ward off danger, she'll unzip those black boots and let off this terrible stink from her legs. So, again, it's as an author, I'm sort of, you know, taking this rather unusual bit of knowledge and saying, well, actually, that could be a bit of fun, and we could use that in the story. And, you know, if she's part of the crime-busting team, how would she be able to use it? And she'd use it to defend herself when she's in danger.
You sound like you have a lot of fun when you dream up these characters. And Monty and Me, well, it is the start of a series, isn't it? There's going to be a lot more books coming along.
That's right, yes, yes. So, and this is interesting because when you're... Previously, I've written one-off books, so the beginning and the end, it's a story within that one book. But when this is deliberately written as a series, so whilst this particular adventure has, you know, a beginning and end and a conclusion, and I might add a happy conclusion, it's also an introduction to a character, to Monty. And by the end of the book, he's obviously teamed up with this young detective, and they're going to go on together. And the young detective doesn't know how clever Monty is. She doesn't know that Monty is going off and doing his own thing when she's not around. You know that age-old question that dog owners often have is, you know, when I go out, what does my dog really get up to? You know, what do they do? And, of course, Monty, when she goes out and goes to work as a detective, Monty is actually doing his own thing and solving the crime. And the premise of it is that actually Monty is really the one that is leading this young detective to solving the crime and will save the day.
Look, it's a lovely book, Monty and Me, just perfect for Christmas stockings, I should say. In fact, the words Monty and Me are actually in rather fetching silver glitter on the cover.
It has, yes, yes. Festive. It's been packaged as... it's a very gorgeous hardback book, which is nice for a Christmas gift, but is priced as a paperback, so it's very deliberately packaged as, you know, a something a little bit special for Christmas. And it's for it is an adult book, but what I'm finding is that we recently did what I call a paw signing in a local bookshop, and anyone who was from, say, 11, 12 through to 70, 80 was purchasing the book. So it has a very broad appeal, which is lovely.